This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all.
All right, Alan Jones here in the final segment, and then I'm going to turn over the next 2 hours to Alan Schroyer, the guest host. Everything else is coming up, and then I'm going to do a special report this weekend and on Sunday. I'll be there live as well, 4 to 6 p.m. You better believe it. But just finishing up, you see people get excited. They put on their jerseys. That's their tribal outfit. Their gang outfit. They go to the game. You encamp outside the game like they're the camp followers following your armies. And then you watch your armies do battle. But all of that is just because they understand psychology and they're siphoning off your energy that should be encamping at the city council, encamping at the Capitol peacefully, that should be encamping at your schools, that should be taking your culture back. The left is encamping everywhere. They're physically dominating, and they want our children, and they're taking our children's minds and their innocence. So now they want to put things in our body that are experimental. They're gaslighting us. And in most areas of the world, vaccination rates are at less than 10%. And by the way, they have low, quote, COVID numbers. But the places with the highest inoculation, you have the highest COVID numbers. And you now see that happen here because as bad as we are at 49%, the Indians are like 6-7%. Look at places where they're subservient, like Singapore or Gibraltar or Iceland, where they're at 80-98%, depending on the country. And that's just the smoking gun. And so if you get the Adan Salazar article or write your own article or have other talk show hosts, other people put out articles about this smoking gun, that, wait a minute, if you just said we all had the shot, there wouldn't be any of this going on, but everybody's sick taking the shot. Then we could overturn all this. Remember they said, oh, the Pfizer and Moderna, they're 92% of good, but the J&J's only 60. All of that's a lie. All of it's bull. All of it's fraud. I know this is hardcore stuff, but I'm very thankful to our affiliates, to our listeners, to everybody in this incredible time. But there's always been evil in the universe. And it's making its move right now. We have to understand that good is more powerful, but if we sit there on our hands, if we do nothing, then we have no chance or no shot against these people. But you're doing a great job. I see it everywhere, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere. Without even looking, people send me every day videos with 100,000 views, 1 million views, 700,000 views. And people are digging through the archives at prisonplanet.tv. It's all free. It's all there. And they're going back and finding where we told everybody exactly what would happen. And it's having a huge effect. That really is. InfoWars superpower is that we have the globalist documents, and we were right about all this, and this is our time to stop them. Because people don't listen to you when you're right at the time. They don't want to listen. But they listen to what you said 20 years ago comes to pass exactly as you said. So I saw Paul Watson wrote an article about Chris Skye this morning. I played Chris Skye earlier in the week. I think he's a great guy. And he made predictions off their own government documents that he got that we also covered months before. And I'm glad that he said it so eloquently. He did a great job. But I had them add to the article my predictions, not so that I got credit, but in my predictions, I explained where it came from in the Rockefeller documents. And so, and Chris does that as well. It's just a short clip of him getting passed around that has like 10 million views last time, just the last week. That part doesn't have the pudding in it. So people need to go to band.video or to freeworldnews.tv. They need to go to the Alex Jones predictions page. Because that page is not really visited. It doesn't have a lot of views. I mean, some of them have maybe a quarter million, a half million views. Those need 10 million views. Or get those, take clips out of them, and put them out. Because you don't know how powerful you are when you do that. A video might get 100 views. It might get 50,000. It might get 10 million. The point is that this stuff is coffin nails to the enemy. This stuff is like kryptonite to them. And so I'm telling you, listeners, you are everything. When you tell your neighbors about the radio station that carries us, when you share the live feed on your email, your text message, that's what gets past the censors. When you say, oh, look at this conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones, what do you think? They won't ban you then. And link us on Twitter from freeworldnews.tv, the live feed of the show. It changes the world. So I don't want a bunch of spectators. I don't want to be the guy that has all the knowledge and that I control people with it. I want everybody to get the knowledge so we can all be free together into the future. The people perish for lack of knowledge. All right, I'm going to hand the baton over to Owen Schroyer. He's done a great job this week. I just want to thank all the listeners for your prayers. Pray for global awakening. Pray for the innocent children being targeted. And pray for justice through God to be brought against the New World Order. God bless. I'm sure you'll take over.
Thank you, Alex. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into a lot of video clips and some of the breaking news. It's the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into this news here on my desk and these video clips we've got ready for you today, I want to explain something. Most of this audience probably already understands, but we have new audience members tuning in every day. I'm always, I don't know if I should say pleasantly surprised, but I'm surprised when I'll meet people who will say, hey, you know, I love your broadcast. I love what InfoWars is doing. And you'll get to talking and I'll say, hey, when did you first tune in? And so many people will say, oh, I just tuned in and the year 2020, or I tuned in after they stole the election from Trump and you guys were the only ones being honest, or I tuned in when I saw the vaccine side effects and you guys were the only ones reporting on it. And so it's important to kind of cover the basics here that are just logical, common sense, human reasoning things, so that you can take that foundational knowledge or that foundational logic and then start to apply it to everything else that you see developing so that it does make sense. And that's why it's so frustrating when I see who are good Americans who aren't out to get you, but they've never really been hardcore and they've always wanted to stay on social media, so they censor themselves and they want to make sure that they can do their hits on Fox News so they won't say anything too controversial, or they like being invited to the big events so they can take a picture with Don Jr. or whoever else is there to put on their social media and feel popular. But those individuals are starting to ask a question, or they're starting to notice things, and I see the same quote over and over again. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. Specifically, when it comes to the vaccines, when it comes to the masks, when it comes to the lockdowns, this doesn't make sense. And so that's spurring a new level of an awakening process in these individuals. And they have to understand this basic core knowledge in order for things to make sense. It was never about a virus. It was never about protecting people. It was always about power. It was a global operation from day one, planned with events like Crimson Contagion, Event 201, and many other quote-unquote drills that they run, so they could lock down humanity, set that precedent of medical tyranny around the world, and then build off of that a system of oppression in which the individual has no value, no perceived worth, and can be locked up and tied up and shackled or killed at any given time because that individual has no value. In fact, that individual is actually a bad thing, a negative. You're a virus spreader. You're a climate change person who drives a car, whatever. You know how they say it. So when all these people are looking at the mask mandates and the vaccines and the lockdown saying, this doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense. It's all part of an agenda. It's all part of a plan. And the end game is total global medical tyranny. One world government. And it's not even communist. It's beyond communist. It's slavery is what it is. Communism would almost be a good thing compared to what it is they're rolling out for us. It's total slavery. It's the end of the individual. And it's getting to a point where a global government can force inoculate you, which could mean anything, could kill you if they wanted to. And you know you have no means of recusal. You have no means of fighting back. And you're actually bad if you think you do. You're bad if you think you have any individual rights. And this all seems extreme and it all seems impossible right now. That's where it's going. And so once you have that basic understanding that this is a global population control, worldwide government medical tyranny operation, you no longer say, hey, this doesn't make sense they're making me wear a mask. Hey, this doesn't make sense they're making me lock down again. Hey, this doesn't make sense the vaccinated are causing the spread. No. It all makes sense. It has nothing to do with the virus, and it has everything to do with building a one world government in which you, the individual, has no rights, no freedoms, and the government can come to your door and murder you if they see fit. Locking you up is one thing. They'd rather not even deal with that. They'd rather just come to your door. Hey, you ready for your vaccine? Sure. And then they inject you. You fall deader than a hammer. They scrape you out in a body bag. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Now, here's three issues that if you understand the dichotomy of this, or you can see the double standard or lies behind these dichotomies, then you understand how evil it is in its execution. Then you can use these as examples to push back and get other humans to awaken to this tyranny that is encroaching. So, how about the southern border versus the spread of the new variants or the spread of COVID or whatever? It doesn't matter that they can't isolate the Delta variant. It doesn't matter that they admitted that the PCR test can't tell the difference between COVID or Delta or the flu. No, none of that matters, see? But the dichotomy that doesn't make sense until you understand there's an agenda afoot is, how can they be telling us to be afraid of a spread? How can they be telling us we need to lock down, we need to wear masks, we need to do all this stuff because of a spread? Meanwhile, the southern border is wide open, tens of thousands pouring over it every day. They don't wear masks. Many of them refuse vaccines. How can they get away with that? Again, that doesn't make sense. But it does make sense when you understand it was never meant to make sense. It's all part of an agenda. And in that smaller scope, smaller scale, to destroy the United States of America. So you're right. It doesn't make sense that we have to lock down and wear masks and live in fear of COVID while the southern border is wide open. But when you realize that the agenda is to enslave the American people and end the American country as a sovereign nation, oh, then it makes sense. Yeah, have people pour over the southern border while we lock down Americans. And anybody who doesn't see the double standard there is just a liar. Or climate change, man-made climate change. They want to harass you over man-made climate change. They want to tell you, you have to change your way of life. You have to pay a carbon tax. You can't drive a car. You can't have a fireplace. You can't have AC. You can't have heating because of man-made climate change. But then you sit here and you watch the government in Dubai, the government in Russia, the government in China, the governments all around the world bragging about how they have weather machines and how they use weather machines and have for decades. So, but wait a second. You, the individual, is bad because of carbon emissions, but governments are literally working with weather machines to change the weather. And they never talk about China, who puts out more carbon emissions than every other industrialized country on Earth combined. Well, that doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense. It's all about control of the population. And then there's the old pollution argument. Hey, I think everybody's against pollution. Does anybody like pollution? I don't think anybody likes pollution. But they use that as part of the climate change narrative because humans pollute. And they do. There's no denying it. I think it makes most people sick. I don't like seeing pollution. But a news story came out today. Over 1.5 billion masks are in the oceans, in the rivers, in the lakes, in the seas, have just been polluted all across the world, these masks. But yet, here they are again, bringing back the mask mandate. Two masks, three masks, mass producing masks, and they're everywhere. It's now the number one pollutant in the world is masks. And according to a study that just came out, it takes hundreds of years for these masks to biodisintegrate. So you see, when you look at these issues and you see the double standard and you see the hypocrisy, it helps you understand that all of it's a lie. All of their leftist agendas are all just...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's just living your life, trying to see reality for what it is, and then seeing that reality be debated on television and in the halls of Congress. And so there's these graphics going around that just illustrate the nonsense of it all. Like, for example, this one right here that's going viral on Twitter. If the masks work, why the 6 feet? If the 6 feet works, why the masks? If they both work, why the lockdowns? If all three work, why do we rush the vaccines? If the vaccines are safe, why the no liability clause? If more people die from the vaccines than the virus, why use the vaccines? If we took two vaccines to keep others safe, why are the vaccinated now super spreaders? And if the vaccines work, why do vaccinated people have to wear masks again? So this is just one example of these graphics, these charts that are going around, just asking basic common sense questions that, of course, make no sense, because that is under the illusion that this was ever about a virus. That is under the delusion that our healthcare alphabet bureaucracies ever cared about us, or that your local Democrat politician ever cared about you when they told you to wear a mask or take a vax. No. As soon as you realize this is all about controlling and enslaving you and giving a one world government medical tyranny the right to euthanize you whenever they see fit, then all of this makes sense. But until you accept that reality, none of it will make sense. But people are starting to get it. And, you know, in a way, they're not going to stop this, okay? They're not going to stop telling you to get 10 vaccines and wear 30 masks and, you know, whatever else they come up with next. And, for example, like Fox News this morning has this graphic where they just get the numbers out of D.C. There have been 4 COVID deaths in the last 2 weeks in Washington, D.C. 4 COVID deaths. And you know that those are probably people that had comorbidities, meaning they had, morbid obesity or some other issue, or were 90 years old. And there's been 11 homicides. 11 homicides. And so people see that and they're just stunned, because it was never about a virus, ladies and gentlemen. It's always been about controlling you. And even though there's a great awakening and a mass awakening happening to all of this, even from people who went with the establishment lies and believed the establishment cared and took the vaccine and everything, they're having the greatest awakening of all right now, because they were the ones that got duped. They were the ones that got fooled. They were the ones that thought, hey, if I wear the masks and I lock down and I take my vaccine, we can get back to normal. Now they're told, nope, you got to wear the mask, you got to lock down, and it's actually your fault because you took a vaccine. You're now a super spreader. But everybody has to make that final leap of reality, which is that anybody who's going to lie to you consistently, like Anthony Fauci, hates you. So Anthony Fauci hates you. Any politician telling you you need to wear a mask or suggesting that we force vaccines hates you. They hate you because you desire to be free. They hate you because you have a will to prosper, and they want to stop that. They want you to be enslaved. They want you to be impoverished. And they've even said by 2030, they want everybody living in a pod, eating bugs with no private property. And you're already in 1984 with this imperial probe droid here called a cellular phone. that spies on you 24/7. And it's even worse now because it's reaching a point, and we're learning this the hard way, that, hey, even if you do try to have some sort of group, like a like some sort of fraternity or something like that, and you can say, all right, guys, you know, no cell phones here. We don't want the federal government spying on us. We just believe in freedom. Doesn't mean you're doing anything illegal or irresponsible or inappropriate. Just means, hey, we're just we got our little group here. We don't want, you know, government agents spying on us. So we're going to put our cell phones at the door and we're going to go inside here to this pool hall or whatever and have some beverages and play some pool or play some poker. And we're just going to have a night without government spies. But, oh, see, now the federal government sends the spies into your group and tries to instigate you to do things that are illegal, like they did in Michigan and like they certainly did in Washington, D.C. So here is Matt Gaetz in clip 14, who's getting more hardcore as the days go by, thank God, talking about what happened in Michigan and how the exact same thing is likely what happened on January 6th.
We did what members of Congress normally do. We showed up at the facility and sought a tour. This happens for Republicans under Democrat administrations. It happened for Democrats under Republican administrations. And now there is an unprecedented effort to deny members of Congress information that relates to criminal cases and that relates to the treatment of people that are held. We are not members of Congress who will go away. And so if you are out in the country and you believe that you are mistreated, targeted, abused, singled out as a consequence of your politics and your lawful activity, know this, we will continue to fight for you. I now hand the microphone over to my colleague, Congressman Good.
So thank God there's Republican congressmen and women fighting against this crooked, rotten, communist Democrat party who has political prisoners being tortured in jail right now. And in that speech, Gaetz did mention the FBI setting up the man in Michigan.
We did what members of Congress.
And so they get caught red-handed in Michigan, and it's barely even a news story because the mainstream news is also infiltrated by feds. It's called Project Mockingbird. And we learned even more about that when Donald Trump, as the 45th president of the United States, declassified the JFK papers. And we found out that the CIA and the FBI has men and women inside of newsrooms, on television, behind the scenes, producing, editing, everything. And they ran an operation after JFK was assassinated to cover it up and blame the lone gunman, even though, according to their own documents, they believe that there were multiple shooters. So they're FBI, CIA documents, all declassified under Donald Trump. And you'll notice that the mainstream news barely even covered it. Why? Because they're feds. Because they're Chinese communist agents. Because they're CIA, FBI, Operation Mockingbird agents. It all came out in the Frank Church hearings. And so that's the problem, is we just sit here and we deal with the same corruption because we never root it out. And it's like cancer metastasizing, and it only gets worse. The news has always been corrupt. Politicians have always been corrupt. But we, the people, have never taken a stand to actually rid our institutions of all these corrupt individuals. And maybe now that the world is waking up to how bad it is, maybe now that Americans are waking up to how bad it is, maybe now that Republicans are waking up to how bad it is, I've got a statement from Ted Cruz when we come back from this break. Remember what Donald Trump said? I knew it was bad, but I had no idea it was this bad. Yeah, we're talking about murderous, psychotic liars that are in every institution of our government wielding.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just incredible. Alex Jones about to rejoin us here from the road, but CNN, of all people, has just vindicated InfoWars. Vaccination alone, this is from CNN, mind you, vaccination alone won't stop the rise of variants and, in fact, could push the evolution of new strains. These bastards, man. They knew it all along, man. And the story that just went up, vaccination is not enough by itself to stop the spread of the variant, study finds. And then it gets into this whole thing. So here's what they're doing now. They've now decided they can't put the genie back in the bottle that the vaccinated people are causing the mutations and the vaccinated people are the super spreaders. So what are they doing now? Well, now they're just using that as more fear-mongering. Now they're just using it as more fear-mongering. So without actually admitting that the vaccines are causing this, they just kind of nuanced subliminally admit that the vaccinated people are causing the mutations and the spread, but then they just use that as more fear-mongering and hope that you don't realize they just admitted everything. So, we're admitting the vaccinated people are causing the mutations and the spread, but no, that just means you need to be in fear. Don't look at the fact we pushed the vaccines and they're still not FDA approved and we lied about everything. No, ignore that and just be afraid again. And again, we had doctors on this broadcast, on our morning show, on the Drive Time show, afternoon drive that I host, and all the doctors said the same thing, Alex. This is not even, this is basic science. I never took a medical course, and I understand this. But the fact that they're now admitting this, Alex, and using it as fear-mongering, look, they're in desperate times, Alex. They're going for everything, and we know it, and these people are more dangerous than ever. But their desperation shows. Okay, we're going to be joined by Alex here momentarily. Again, though, folks, I can't even. I'm so overwhelmed. Let me just go through this news as we're going to be joined by Alex Jones here momentarily. Biden orders federal workers, including military, to vaccinate or face regular coronavirus tests. Now, again, every one of these headlines that I'm covering right now needs the backdrop of the admission that they just made on CNN. So even though the vaccinated people are causing the super spread and the vaccinated people are causing more dangerous mutations, Biden wants to force you to get a vaccine. That's mandated death from that decrepit old husk, that rotting old husk, that bastard belongs in jail yesterday. U.S. Surgeon General recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks outdoors to protect the unvaccinated. They're admitting everything. They're admitting everything to protect the unvaccinated. Folks, they're admitting it. The vaccinated people are killing people. The vaccinated people are causing the spread. The vaccinated people are causing the mutations. They're admitting the whole thing. This should be game over, man. This should be game over. We shouldn't be playing ball with these people anymore. They all need to be arrested. They all need to be in jail, rotting away. Not the people that were in D.C. on January 6th. Fauci needs to be in jail, rotting away. Biden needs to be in jail, rotting away. All these bastards in our government that forced this experimental vaccine on us that's now killing people, and we haven't even begun to see the tip of this iceberg, they all belong in jail, rotting. But now they just admit it. See, now they just come out and they just admit it. Oh, yeah, the vaccinated caused the deadly mutations. Oh, yeah, the vaccinated people are causing the spread. So, vaccinated people, you need to wear the mask or you're going to cause a super spreader event. You're going to kill more people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, this isn't InfoWars telling you this. This is now CNN. This is now the Biden White House. Well, see, it doesn't matter. Oh, they just admit it, but the COVID tyranny doesn't go away. Broadway theaters to require proof of COVID-19 vaccination for guests, and you must wear a mask when attending a Broadway play. Oh, but they'll be spitting all over the place, all the vaccinated Broadway actors, telling you how bad you are, probably, telling you how racist you are. That's Broadway now. And oh, the vaccine is so good because you're so afraid of a virus. The Biden administration is now proposing $100 cash incentive for you to get a vaccine. So remember, they tried the vaccine lottery. They couldn't get the numbers to go up. So now they're just giving you a direct payout, $100. And you know what's funny? The people that have been vaccinated are actually the most pissed about this. They're like, well, where's my money? I signed up. I got vaccinated. I passed out. I was in bed for a week. I almost died after getting the vaccine. Where's my $100? Pathetic. And, of course, you have other companies like restaurants and Walmart and other places saying they'll pay their employees to get vaccinated. I mean, again, what do your parents tell you? Someone comes up in a van and says, I've got ice cream in the truck. You don't get in the truck. You know, some stranger comes up to you and says, hey, Johnny, you want a lollipop? Hey, little Susie. Hey, just get in my car. Hey, I've got money for you. Yeah. I mean, that's basic instincts. You don't get into the man in the truck to get a free ice cream cone. But that's the globalist. That's Bill Gates. That's Anthony Fauci. Hey, little buddy, I've got a vaccine for you. Here's $100. Take my vaccine. It's like Pennywise the clown in the sewer. We've got hot dogs and popcorn. Can't you hear the circus? Can't you hear the circus, little Georgie? And little Georgie sees the demon, and he sees the fangs, and he sees the clown makeup, and his instinct is, I don't want to go down in the sewer with this. But there's popcorn, Georgie. There's peanuts and elephants and circuses in town and hot dogs and cotton candy. That's Fauci. That's Bill Gates. That's Joe Biden. Oh, come on down and get vaccinated. You're like, wait a second, the vaccine is killing people and it's causing mutations and vaccinated people are saying that they're spreading it now. But there's popcorn. But there's $100. I mean, literally, remember, there you get free donuts, you get free beers, you get all this free garbage to take their experimental vaccine that could kill you deader than a hammer, paralyze you, make you amputate your hands and legs. These are all real cases. And we don't even have the basic instinct, like parents and children, where you teach your kids, you don't get in the van with the guy offering you an ice cream cone. You don't get in the truck with the guy offering you a lollipop. That's who these people are. Why would you get in the van with them? To be medically raped by these demonic psychotics. Sind government asks NCOC to block SIM card social media accounts of unvaccinated people. Yeah, they don't want you telling people, hey, I didn't get the vaccine and I'm fine. Australian military to help enforce Sydney COVID-19 lockdown as cases rise. By the way, cases rise. There's like 7 cases on the entire continent. Yeah, cases rise. We went from 5 cases to 7 in Australia. It's a serious pandemic. Again, it's like in Washington, D.C., where they just went back to total COVID tyranny. 4 COVID deaths in the last 2 weeks. 4 COVID deaths in the last 2 weeks. 11 homicides. The Democrats are the virus. The mainstream media is the virus. You want to get rid of the virus? Get rid of the Democrat Party. Get rid of the mainstream media. Then you'll get rid of the virus. It's just incredible. And by the way, I'm hosting the War Room today. It's the Veterans Call-In Show. I think today's Veterans Call-In Show on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, streaming live at Bandai Video. I think this is going to be a very powerful one because I know that our great veterans in this country that put everything on the line for this country are just flipping mad right now. And it's beyond the mistreatment that veterans have had for so many years. It's beyond coming back to the West and seeing all of your freedoms ripped away. It's now reached a point where veterans don't even recognize this country anymore, and they sit here and they think they've traveled the world to fight for freedom, and now there's more oppression and more tyranny and more crime in the United States than the countries where they did tours at. So today's Veterans Call-In Show on the War Room is going to be a must-listen. We're trying to get connected to Alex. We may have him on the other side of this break. But, hey, CNN, Fauci, Biden all admit the vaccines are spreading the disease and causing...
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Decided to quit his job, like many great nurses who were heroes a year ago being on the front lines, but now don't want to be force inoculated with a deadly experimental vaccine. Now all of a sudden they're the zeros of their communities. It's amazing how quickly establishment will turn on you. It's amazing how quickly a liberal Democrat will turn on you. And this doctor explains why he left his job as a doctor. And of course, it has to do with the COVID tyranny and the forced vaccines. Here he is.
Hi, everyone. My name's Dr. Sam. I just want to share a story with you today about how I came to resign at the beginning of the year, really. I had a job for life. I was a partner in a GP practice. I've been a doctor since 2004, so 17 years. The last 11 in general practice. Also, until recently, working in the emergency department. And a few years before that, I helped run a palliative care hospice as well. I had to go because that was the only thing I could do, really, because of the lies. And the lies over the last year or so have been so vast, it's been impossible to stomach or tolerate. I went to medical school in good faith because I wanted to help people and make a difference. And that's not what's happened this year. And it's been as if my hands and those of many other doctors and nurses who perhaps have been afraid to come forward have had their hands tied behind their backs. So there are treatments available, safe treatments, proven treatments with lots of evidence to back that up, including treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which can be used as both prophylaxis and in treatment. Even a simple inhaler called budesonide has been found to be effective by a doctor who works in the emergency department in the States. So what I'm asking today is that you do your own research, and I'm going to tag in this video a lot of doctors, perhaps more eminent than myself, who've done a lot of work exposing what's going on. Now,
so
let's talk about...
there's more to this video, but that's just kind of the meat of it right there. And you know what? That's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. That's the answer. And the problem is our economies have been so rigged, our monetary supplies have been so rigged by the establishment that most people, sadly, whether it's police officers or doctors or what have you, can't afford to take the risk of quitting their job because they need the money to pay bills, to help their family, whatever the case may be. But that's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. People inside mainstream media networks need to just start blowing the whistle on all the fake news stuff that they see behind the scenes. You're seeing that with Project Veritas. People inside police departments, but specifically the Capitol Police, need to come forward and quit their job and make statements about how politicized and corrupt the Capitol Police has become by the Democrat Party. Doctors and nurses, and we've seen so many, but it needs to just be just a tidal wave of them, need to come forward, much like that doctor, and said, look, I got into medicine to help people, and right now the system is not letting me help people, and I have to come across COVID patients every day, and I can't even treat them with things we know work. And perhaps the canary in the coal mine is actually Mexico right now. In Mexico, doctors are allowed to treat COVID with hydroxychloroquine and with ivermectin. You notice how you don't hear about COVID cases in Mexico. You notice how you don't hear about big COVID number deaths in Mexico. You know why? Because their doctors are allowed to do their job. Hydroxychloroquine with zinc and vitamin D and other things works against COVID. Ivermectin works against COVID. And those are just two treatments that people know work. So think about how sick and corrupt the medical establishment is and the mainstream media is, that they would keep known cures for COVID from the public. That right there, that crime against humanity right there needs to be punished immediately. And they'll never be held accountable. Anthony Fauci will never be held accountable, but I hope he will be. I hope Anthony Fauci endures a similar style or just the same thing as the Nuremberg trials. And he's made an example of, we're no longer going to have corrupt people like Anthony Fauci running our healthcare systems. And if anybody as corrupt as Anthony Fauci tries to get in control again, just know your fate will be whatever Anthony Fauci's fate is. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's a doctor who quit his job because they weren't letting him help patients. Think about how sick that is. Again, you would say that doesn't make sense. When you understand that the system wants you dead, when you understand that this is a global eugenics program of population control on planet Earth, then it makes sense. Until you accept that reality, none of this will make sense. But as soon as you have that realization, everything you're seeing makes all the sense in the world. These people don't want to help you. They want you dead. So it's time for more whistleblowers to come forward. It's time for whistleblowers to come forward out of the D.C. police and say, hey, you know what? We were told to stand down. The police that they put on Capitol Hill were the ones running it. Mariel Bowser told us not to have more security. I'm an officer in the D.C. police, and I know that all this went on. You need to have other doctors come forward, and we've had so many, but there just needs to be such a tidal wave that the media can't cover it up, of doctors just like that saying, I have to sit here, and I have to watch COVID patients come in and out of these clinics, in and out of these hospitals, and we're not even allowed to help them. We're told to just let them die or put them on a ventilator to murder them quicker. And I don't know if that is an inevitability, but that is one of the ways that we can finally maybe get out of this tyranny, is just mass numbers of whistleblowers. Let's go to this clip real quick of Representative Andy Biggs, who is one of the great members of the Republican Party and setting the example for the rest of people. Here he is during a short press conference the other day talking about and accusing Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney of being spies for the Democrat Party.
With that, we've got time for maybe two questions.
Congressman,
Peter McCarthy calls the Republican Party the big tent party. So isn't it wanting to kick out your colleagues from your party, complete opposite of that? How is that?
Here's the deal. A long time ago, Liz Cheney decided that she was going to take on the entire Republican conference. And she was joined by Adam Kinzinger. They chose to leave the conference. Let me ask you this. Would you like it if you're planning a strategy on how to defeat people who you think are actually tearing the country from stem to stern? If you had two spies sitting right there, you knew there were spies, but you couldn't remove them. Right now, as long as they're members of the Republican conference, they're entitled to come to every meeting we have, hear every strategy. And you know what? They chose to leave. The Big Ten's still there. They just have chosen to be on the outside of that Big Ten.
So there you go. Andy Biggs calling it like it is, and Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are spies for the Democrat Party. Alex Jones joins us on the phone line shortly for the remainder of this segment. He'll be back in the next hour. Alex, so much developing right now. It seems every day.
Well, that's right. And again, they have asked me to host the fourth hour today. So I just wanted to announce to listeners that I will be hosting the fourth hour today out of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. So I will be hosting the fourth hour of my show today, so everyone knows. And I'll be focused, got a bunch of clips and a lot of breaking news information I'm going to have for folks. It'll be a very important fourth hour. Separately, Michael Rappaport, the weird movie TV character, who's always attacking us, came out and said, I took the vaccine, I'm a superhero. Why are you telling me I'm a super spreader? We offered him $100,000 of his charity to come here and let us deprogram him and show him all the documents. He attacked us and called us a bunch of names last night, we've now learned. And so I'm going to be playing that in the fourth hour today. But I saw you mention Matt Gaetz come out and expose the FBI and expose how they now are basically setting up criminal plots and how other Republicans are calling the Democrats criminals. That's what we need to point out. We have a criminal occupational government. We have to get down to brass tacks to depend on how much trouble we're in, or it's only going to get worse. So I'll also have that clip I heard you talk about earlier in the fourth hour. You're welcome to play it as well, but heard you talking about it, so I thought we might actually want to play that clip. We also have a bunch of other really important clips that I'm going to be hitting in the fourth hour today. But I just want to let you know that Rappaport has responded, and it's not about Rappaport, and we think he's powerful and famous, so we wanted to offer him the money. He's so stupid, he's making fun of us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.